Richard, congratulations. How important was that then to get back on track today?
It was very important. You know, but I think a lot of people have made a lot of... You know, we've had cup games. We've had a lot of cup games. I think a lot of people have made a lot of the results in the cup game. Let's be honest. We wouldn't have lost at Southport had it not been for the sending off. The team I picked last week at Woking, I had no choice. The back four I picked at Alfreton, I had no choice. So to come here today was the performance for me wasn't important today. The result was more important. And the way they've ground the lads, they're back to showing what they were a few weeks ago. Strevens and Stanley, albeit you can say probably didn't have their best against for Eastleigh, but crikey, they covered some ground. And you know, at times they got four men in midfield playing against them, and they've set their stall out. They have today, and it's gone through the rest of the team. We looked a little bit nervy. In fact, we looked quite a lot nervy, didn't we, at times? But you know, you have to remember a football match is 90 minutes long. Nowadays, it's probably 100 minutes, isn't it, or near up. And you have that amount of time to win the game.
And the tempo of the game slowed down a little early second half. How much did that suit your players?
Well, of course it suited us. I mean, let's be honest, and it's going to sound rude, and I don't mean it to sound rude, but if Telford had played like that every game this season, or even for 75% of the games, you think they'd be where they are in the league? You know, and these, I feel, you know, I don't know Liam, previous manager. I don't know him at all. But I don't feel sorry for him, but I feel for him a little bit, because these are the players that he signed and brought to the club, and they obviously weren't performing for him. If they'd have performed like that for him in 75% of the games, he'd still have a job. You know, so you know, it was always going to be tough coming here today, always going to be tough, even if they hadn't made the change, but they made the change of the manager. And sometimes players need to be accountable. And I think in the case of Telford, their players need to be a little bit more accountable, because had they played like that for the rest, we know today, and I didn't see anybody, but we know today in the stand there would have been some job seekers who have applied for the job at Telford, who have had interviews for the job at Telford. We know that. And they've obviously set out to try and impress them. A new manager would come in and look at that group of players and go, crikey, you know, I'm in good, I've got a good group of players here, a good group of players. But, you know, I think sometimes they've made it difficult for us. And, you know, I just think sometimes had they played like that for the whole of the season, they wouldn't be where they are in the league. And they've made it difficult for us. And I think on the basis of that, I think it just shows how good our performance was. Not pretty, but based on the character of my players, I think that you'll see, you know, how important that was to them and how good it was.
And one player is certainly impressed for you, James Constable. Two well-taken goals second half.
Dino's great. You know, they're all great, all my players. And I keep saying that. But he's took two goals. The second of his goals was a good finish. He was right behind it. He still had a little bit of work to do. But he deserves it. He deserves his break. You know, I've said before, he's constantly getting fouled. Centre-halves and defenders are constantly fouling him. He doesn't get the free kicks he deserves. As soon as he shows a bit of strength on the ball against defenders, he ends up having a free kick against him. And I've said that before. But today he was unfortunate he didn't get a third. And he had a couple of decent chances to get his third. But, you know, he scored two goals, didn't he? And they were decent finishes. Good for him. I'm pleased for him.
And now you got to the halfway point of the season. How do you assess the first 23 matches?
The point is that you get an expectation, don't you? Had we not started particularly well, but now come in a vein of form and still had the same amount of points, people would have been probably far happier than they are now. But the people that are Eastleigh supporters and have been supporting Eastleigh for a long time, I think they're happy with where we are. I'm certainly happier with where we are at the moment. A few weeks ago, I did say that I felt we could have done with four more points. I would have been happier with four more points. And I think we grabbed them. We made that up with the spell where we had a couple of home games, I think three home games on the spin, wasn't it, for some reason? I think we sort of made up for that when we won four, drew one, didn't we? You know, and crikey, for Eastleigh to be going into the Conference Premier and winning four games and drawing one. How can you be unhappy? I just think today is just for me, just put the gloss on it for me a little bit today, that we can go into Christmas, we can go into Christmas Day now, we can open his presents, we can not sit back, not be happy, but we can actually, you know, calm ourselves down and have a sherry and look forward, you know. So, but we just need now to continue as we are doing. And if we can repeat the second half of the season like the first half of the season, who knows?